Time to find out what he's doing around this Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you and to all the listeners. I hope it's a good one.
I'm sure it will be a fantastic one. Now, I noted with some interest some huge success with the first Mattress Muster.
Yeah, look, absolutely great success with our first Mattress Muster that we've held. 313 residents took the opportunity with 706 mattresses left, and we're working towards another one later in the year, along with a free tyre drop-off later in the year. Those dates are yet to be decided. But this was absolutely great because it actually, not only does it reduce the illegal dumping of mattresses and tyres, and therefore reduces the cost to ratepayers, of course, but also 75% of the mattresses are able to be recycled once they're returned in this way. So it's absolutely great. It's a win-win all round, and it saves the environment and saves the budget process of having to go and pick up illegal dumped mattresses and tyres.
Yeah. Some of the other councils around here should follow suit behind Singleton Council, because it's a great idea, not just for the fact, as you say, things aren't being dumped, but also recycling.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it just makes so much sense. It's a win-win all round. And I know the times didn't suit everyone and not everyone's got a trailer, but I mean, it's a great community. If they know that it's coming up, then hopefully they can organise a neighbour or a friend to come and pick up the mattress or whatever that they've got there and get it there within those hours, because it's not just something that they'll be able to take out and leave it there for the mattress drop-off. They actually have trucks there that they load them into the trucks on the day, so that there's no double handling, obviously. So there's no opportunity to actually drop them off and leave them there for the mattress drop-off later. They have to be during that designated time.
Fair enough. Now, talk to me about Living Laneways, please, Sue.
Oh, our Living Laneways. We were very successful in getting funding for 5 laneways that we're looking to create them into more livable space. So anyone that's been checking out Trebella Laneway or Burke's Arcade might see a little bit of a transformation there since the last few weeks or month. I think Trebella started just before the Christmas break. So we've been able to get nearly $500,000 for the project from a shared spaces program. The laneway at Trebella has got a very elaborate smear of very bright colours all along the laneway.
Right.
And I'd love people to have a look and see what they think, because council will be going out with some opportunity for some community feedback very soon to see what people think, so that they can't answer the question until they have a look and see what they think. And it's reinvigorated that whole area and brought it all to life.
Brilliant idea. And last but not least, at the Singleton Heights Sports Centre, the first ever Community Connect Day coming up this Saturday.
Yep, this will be a great opportunity at the Singleton Heights Sports Stadium for Family Fun Day. Lots of sporting activities, entertainment, food, community service, information, show breaks and giveaways, and everything is free. However, due to COVID, we do have to register.
Yeah.
So we do have reduced numbers, so please head to Sticky Tickets to register your space and obtain your tickets for the event so that we know who is booked in. There'll be different one-hour sessions so that those opportunities will be explained when you see that on Sticky Tickets.
Will you be down there on Saturday, Sue?
Oh, I hope to be, but I don't want to take up spaces that other people might enjoy, because this seriously looks like a lot of fun for the younger ones. So if you're aged 12 years and over, you can book into these street art workshops, which I'm not very arty, of course. Anybody who knows me would know that, and learn some skills to help them create a community mural. So there's lots of things that you can get hands on and do things there.
I was wondering,
Children in the holiday time.
I was wondering if you're going to have a go at the climbing wall, the outdoor rock climbing wall, Sue.
No.
Me neither. I wouldn't either.
I'll be in a pile at the bottom of it, I think.
The older we get, the less we bounce, unlike the kids.
True. Very true.
Well, it sounds like it's going to
be a great day to be out and about and have a look at. But please remember, they do need to register. So and be mindful of the COVID as well.
Absolutely. I found out all the info at the Singleton Council website, and I'm sure the listeners can as well. Sue Moore, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll speak again down the track.
Cheers. Okay. All the best.